Happy Women's Month to all the women. Yeah, do you see your tag? Meron po kayong tag dyan. Ano po nakalagay? Sige na po, wag po kayong mahiya. Ayan. Tulungan niyo po yung mga nasa tabi ninyo, basahan niyo po sila. I am beautiful. All right. So you are beautiful, I am beautiful in the sight of God. For we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Do not look less beautiful. Dahil pag tinignan mo less beautiful ka, you are offending the Lord. Kasi He created you as beautiful as you are. Do not look at yourself naman above the way God looks at you. Kasi self-centeredness naman yon. Sakto lang. The way God looks at you is perfect, perfectly beautiful. So today, we celebrate the goodness of the Lord among the women in the house. Sabi doon, meron na daw po women power. And merong kakaibang gagawin ng Diyos sa ating bayan sa pamamagitan ng mga kababaihan. Amen po ba? At lalabas po din dito yan sa cross world. This is our moment to rise up and to raise up great and mighty women of God who will fulfill His purpose not only for us, but His purpose for the nation. Samahan niyo po ako sa panalangin as we begin studying His Word. Father, we thank You. We thank You celebrating, Lord God, this special day, this happy day, Lord God, with the rest of Your children here in Cross World Family. Marami pong salamat sa mga awitan, sa mga pahayag, kapahayagan ng iyong kadakilaan. At today, Lord, nais po namin tunghayan ang iyong mga salita. Turuan niyo po kami at magpaturo nawa po kami. Magpailalim nawa po kami sa iyong kalooban at nawa, Panginoon, makita namin talaga ang iyong pinakamagandang plano sa amin at makamit din namin ito. And together, we will proclaim Your goodness in every season of our life. Samahan mo po kami. This is our prayer, Lord. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. So it's good to be back. Dalawang linggo po kaming nawalay dito. Na po, we've been to Singapore. And then in the middle of these 2 weeks, dalaw po namin ang ating Outreach Church sa Batam, Indonesia. We thank the Lord dahil God is blessing the family, the pastors leading in that church. Imagine niyo po, meron po doong isang hotel na medyo may pagkaluma na po yung hotel na yon. Because in Batam, right now, it is booming, no po? Booming po ang business in hotel industry and even po it's becoming a tourist spot na rin po ngayon. At marami pong mga foreigners ang dumadako po doon. So there is this particular hotel na medyo hindi na po masyadong pinupuntahan. Pero nandun pa rin po siya. Imagine niyo po, Cross World Batam is holding its worship gathering na po doon mismo sa hotel. Kaya paying only a minimal amount. And imagine you every Sunday, you're entering a big hotel, a wonderful place, so that they can really worship the Lord. So, sabi nga po, in the last days, no po, lahat ng mga pinatayo ng mga hindi kumikilala sa Panginoon, darating ang panahon in these last days, tayo po ang magpo-possess ng mga bagay na ito, all for the glory of God. Amen? Are you excited na minsan yung life group mo sa Shangri-La Hotel mo gagawin? No? Imagine mo yon, meron kang leaders meeting sa Manila Hotel. O, di ba, bongga? God is really doing mighty things na po. Especially in these last days, we will really advance His kingdom. So, today, allow me to share with you the topic, Embracing God's Will. We are on the theme, Living Our Kazon. Alam po natin, yung kazon ay revelation, vision, dream of God. His will, His plan for us. But this time, we will be discussing how can I really embrace the will of God? How can I really walk in the will of God? How can I really abide in the will of the Lord? Na po, meron po bang isang bagay kayong hinihingi sa Panginoon? Is there one thing that you really seek upon the Lord? Kung paano pong si Doktora Camille ay 4 years old pa lamang ay nangarap na siyang maging doktor. Na po, at nagkaroon nga ng kaganapan. Gayun din naman sa atin, alam ko po mayroong inilagay ang Diyos sa inyong puso na inyong inaasam, inyong pinapanalangin at inyong pinapangarap. Ano po kaya iyon? What is that one thing that you seek in the Lord? What is that one thing you want to happen in your life? Possible kaya na mangyari iyon sa akin? Possible kaya na sagutin din ako ng Diyos? Possible kaya na maabot ko rin ang kanyang pangarap para sa akin? You know, there is this pagtawag ng Panginoon sa atin. No? If we seek the Lord, if we seek His plan, if we seek His will, if we seek His ways, He will really meet us. Let us take a look at some of the verses that will really inspire us, that will really remind us that indeed, God is so gracious na talagang He wants us to be blessed, He wants us to fulfill our dreams, and He wants us to realize His dreams. Pero mayroon pong susi. So let's take a look at Jeremiah 29:13. It says here, "You will seek me, and you will find me, when you seek me with all your heart." So sabi ng Panginoon, paanyaya niya sa buong bayan ng Israel, hanapin mo ako. No? At pag hinanap mo ako, matatagpuan mo ako. I will not play hide and seek to you. Because when you seek me, you will find me. God is not hard to get. He is easy to get. Because He loves, He delights on our seeking of Him. Gusto-gusto niya yung hinahanap niya ta. Hinahanap natin siya. And you know what? When we seek Him, we will be able to find Him. Only if we seek Him with all of our hearts. Everybody say with me, all. Buo, lahat, walang libad, hindi 99%, it's 101% seeking God and therefore seeking Him with all our hearts. No, yan po ang panawagan ng Diyos sa ating lahat ngayon. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 to 5, meron siyang command sa bayan muli ng Israel. Ang sabi po niya dyan, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts." So this is God's command to us. Ito po ay utos ng Panginoon. If you want really the blessing of the Lord, meron siyang paanyayang mahalin mo siya. No? Talagang hanapin natin siya. Sundan natin siya ng gaanong degree, no? Anong sukatan? Ang sabi po dyan, all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. Ilang beses pong binanggit yung all? 3 times. In all aspects. Sa bawat aspeto ng buhay natin, all your heart speaks of our will. Yung desires po natin. All our soul is our connection with the Lord. All our strength speaks of our body, speaks of our flesh. That in all aspects of our life, we will be able to love the Lord. And then ang sabi niya in Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6, kabisado po ito ng lahat ng naghahanap ng kalooban ng Diyos. Amen? Sino naghahanap dito ng lifetime partner? Yon, ng right job, right home, no perfect place for him, for them to stay. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is the very usual verse for those who are seeking the will of God. Ano po ang sabi doon? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Sabi dyan, and lean not on your own understanding. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. So, merong pong point, merong stressing point na binibigay ang Panginoon sa atin. How can you make your path straight? Paano mo maaabot ang kalooban ng Diyos sa'yo? Ang sabi niya dyan, kung buong puso mo, no? Ipagtitiwalaan mo ang Diyos. Kung ang lahat sa iyong puso, ipagkakaloob mo sa Diyos. Kung ang buong ikaw, lahat ng gagawin mo, ay ayon sa panuntunan ng Diyos. No, we are stressing the word here, all. No, embracing the will of God is not just accepting or knowing His will. Oh yes, I know His will. Gusto ng Diyos maging mabuti akong tao. Gusto ng Diyos lumakad ako ayon sa Kanyang mga salita. Gusto ng Diyos na ako'y maglingkod sa Kanya. Kalooban ng Diyos yan. But you know what? Embracing God's will is not just knowing His will, nor just accepting it. Embracing the will of God includes a feeling. This denotes, ito po'y nagpapakita at nagpapatunay na kailangan daw po, in order for us to embrace the will of God, we must feel the closeness with God. It is developing intimacy with God. Yung embracing God's will ay hindi lamang po pag-alam, pagkilala, pag-unawa ng kalooban ng Diyos, or pagtanggap minsan. Kung hindi po ang pagyakap sa kalooban ng Diyos ay ang paglakad ng mayroong pakikipagniig, malapitang paglakad sa Panginoong Jesus, sa ating Diyos. So kung sakali po halimbawa ay marami po tayo dito, halimbawa po nasa conference tayo, and you will be going to the comfort room, at pila-pila po ang mga tao, no, to the cubicle, and then ikaw na, turn mo na. Kaya lang nakita mo, wala kang magpapatungan ng cellphone, ng bag, ng anything, no, na gamit mo. So you look at your back, at nakita mo merong isang tao. So sa tingin nyo po ba, ipagkakatiwala nyo po yung bag ninyo or yung cellphone nyo sa hindi nyo kakilala? Of course not. Tama po ba? Pero kung sakali po yung nasa likod ninyo ay best friend ninyo, si bestie, si beshi, di ba madali lang yun? Hawakan mo nga ito, sandali lang. Why? There is trust. What's the difference dun sa taong una at sa taong pangalawa? It's relationship. You know, embracing the will of God is not just knowledge, it's not just comprehension, it's not just understanding or accepting it. Kung hindi, embracing the will of God is founded on trust. Trust is founded, is anchored on relationship. Amen po ba? So right now, sa hapon po na ito, meron tayong paanyayang lahat. Sa atin pong paglalakbay, sa atin pong pag-abot, at sa atin pong pamumuhay ng mga purposes ng Panginoon na pinagkaloob sa atin, ang paanyaya niya ay hindi mo lang malaman ang iyong layunin sa buhay, kundi ang paanyaya niya, mayakap mo ito. At hindi lang yon, mayakap mo yung nagbigay nito sa'yo. And sometimes when we look at the will of God, no po, parang nakakatakot, parang surrendered ka na agad, or kaya, yun nga po, the response is, nakakatakot naman yung will ni Lord dahil hindi na ito mababago, dahil si God ay big, si God ay magnificent, si God ay powerful, kagaya ng inaawit natin kanina, na wala na akong lusot. The only thing I can do is, yes, sige na nga po Lord, I will say yes to your will. Why? Kasi tinitignan mo yung path ni Lord straight eh. Parang pagtitignan mo, sabi dyan, and He will make your path straight. Parang pagtitignan mo yung straight, no? Wala talagang liku-liku yan eh, straight. Kaya minsan tingin mo kay Lord, boring. Tingin mo dun sa will ni Lord, kinukuhanan ka. Tingin mo dun sa will ni Lord, tinitipid ka. Tingin mo sa will ni Lord, ay taliwas sa lahat ng gusto mo at tila ayaw kanyang lumigaya. Ganun nga ba? You know, the word straight path here is not the literal straight highway na pagsakay mo sa kagustuhan ng Diyos ay dadalhin ka na lamang kung saan niya gustong dalhin ka nang walang liku-liko, nang walang hinto, diretso. At kapag ka lumiko, kapag ka huminto ka, parurusahan ka. This is not the kind of God we have. Who says here God is good? Amen. Who says here God is great? You know what? God cannot contradict himself, his character, his nature to his doing. If we believe that God is good, therefore his works are good. Amen. If we see God and if we believe that his words are so great, then his deeds are also great. Hindi natin pwedeng i-contradict na ang ganda-ganda ng salita ng Diyos. Ang ganda-ganda talaga, ang galing-galing talaga ng Panginoon. Pero pag tinignan ko ang kanyang gawa sa aking buhay, parang nakapagtataka, hindi yata maganda. It's not that way. Because when we say God is good, his works are good. When you say he is magnificent, he is amazing, his words are marvelous, then we can also say his deeds are amazing. He cannot contradict himself. He is the consistent, faithful God that we have. His nature and his works abide as one together. Therefore, when we look at our life, no, pag tinignan natin ang buhay natin, bakit ba ako nagkaganito? Bakit ba ako in trouble? Bakit ba hindi ko maabot ang mga pangarap ko? You need daw po to change your questioning. Baguhin daw po natin ang klase ng pagtatanong natin. Iwasan na natin yung pagtatanong na bakit ba ako nagkaganito? Bakit ako naging failure? Bakit wala yata ang Panginoon? Or kaya sabihin mo sa kanya na bakit ako in trouble ngayon? Instead, you ask this question, how is my relationship with God? Kamusta ba ang pakikipag-ugnayan ko sa Panginoon? Kamusta ba ang pag-embrace ko sa kalooban niya? Kamusta ba ang paglakad ko sa kanyang presensya? Because relationship po is built on trust, as well as trust is being built on relationship. So bakit nagkakawindang-windang ang buhay? It's not because God is punishing you or God is doing bad to you. No, he will not punish. He will not do bad things to you. It's only because you are far away from him. There's just a point in your life na na-miss mo eh. Na-miss mo yung i-embrace ang kalooban ng Panginoon. Now, there is this quotation that says, the mere fact itself that God's will is irresistible and irreversible fills me with fear. But once I realize that God wills only that which is good, my heart is made to rejoice. Nakaka-relate po ba tayo dito? Diba? Minsan pag sinabi mong ito ba yung kalooban ng Panginoon, halimbawa, in the first time, no, si Dr. Camille, now she's a doctor, now last year, she took the board exam, and then she failed. Sasabihin mo ba na, wow, talagang ganun si Lord eh. Diyos siya. Wala na tayong magagawa doon. Irresistible. Irreversible. Let His will be done. You said it, but your heart is struggling. Parang, dahil yun na lamang ang nangyari sa'yo, tatanggapin mo na lang. At dahil minsan, malaki ang Diyos, natatakot ka sa Kanya. Kaya sasabihin mo, sige na nga, Lord, whatever your will is, make it happen. Kasi hindi ko naman mapipigilan ito, di ba? Ganun ba gusto ng Diyos sa tayo'y umiral? Tayo'y makipagrelasyon sa Kanya dahil sa takot? Tayo'y sumusunod sa Kanya dahil tayo'y takot? Ang sabi ng isang sumulat po nito, subalit, ngunit, tatapot, nung aking natuntun na ang kalooban pala ng Diyos ay mabuti, kaaya-aya at ganap, doon ko na-realize that indeed, no, I need to be rejoiced. I need to rejoice. I need to be glad. I need to be joyful. Because in whatever circumstance, nung bumagsak, it is God's will. Irreversible, irresistible, but it is good for me that time. Kausap ko po si Camille during those times. Madaming iyak, madaming luha. But I just told her, treasure mo lang itong moment na to because God is telling you something beyond your dream. More than the dream that you want to have, He is speaking to you now. He is present in your life. Yakapin mo yung panahon na ito. Are we in the darkest moment of our life? Where are you now? Nasaan ka sa punto na ito ng buhay mo? Are you looking for a resolution sa iyong mga problema? Maybe you're looking, you're asking God for healing for your sickness. Maybe you're asking the Lord for provision, for freedom, for forgiveness. I do not know. But you know, ano man pong yugto ng buhay natin ngayon, if we know that this is the will of God, and this point in my life, what's happening to me right now is His good, pleasing, and perfect. Amen? Dito po natin makikita that we can really walk in embracing the will of God. So, ang tanong po natin ngayon, is it really possible to trust in the Lord with all my heart? That in all I will do, I will acknowledge Him. Possible po ba kaya? Yes, it is possible. I want to give you three Bible women characters na po who walked in embracing the will of God in their life. Number one is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Number two is Anna, the prophetess. And number three, the poor widow. Let us take a look first with Mary. Mary in Luke chapter 1 verses 26 to 38. Yung po yung story na ito. We know that Mary was a teenage girl, no? Pledged to be married, betrothed to be married to Joseph. Being married or about to marry, no? Para sa mga kababaihan, ay isang napakaganda at napakasayang yugto ng buhay bilang isang babae. Lahat ay nakaayos na, lahat ay handa na. Subalit isang araw, the angel appeared to Mary. And when the angel greeted Mary, she was greatly troubled. Sa punto ng buhay na ito ni Mary, yung kanyang joy ay napalitan ng trouble. Yung kanyang excitement ay napalitan ng question. She wondered. No, pero ang sabi ng angel sa kanya, kung susundan niyo po sa inyong mga Bibles, in Luke chapter 1, verse 20, verse 30, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with a child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Akalain mo yun, kakasal ka pa lang, eh mabubuntis ka na. Ngayon po, uso yon. Pero noon, hindi po yon uso. Kasalanan po yon. Hindi lang kasalanan sa Diyos primarily. Kasalanan talaga sa mga tao at sa bayan. And then, akalain mo yung alam na rin kung ano yung magiging anak, lalaki, at may pangalan pa. Specific. Na po, "He will be great and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." For so long time, Israel, particularly Jerusalem, was waiting for a king. And then, merong isang simpleng babae, no? The girl next door, na biglang napili, favored by God. Who will carry the baby na siyang magiging hari? And therefore, sabi po ni Mary, verse 34, "How could this be? How will this be?" Paano ito mangyayari? Yan. Yan po yung tanong ko when Pastor Al, no, 20 years, 22 years ago, asked me, "No, can we pray? O bakit tayo magpe-pray? I want you to be my partner for life." Ang tanong ko sa kanya, paanong mangyayari yon? How could this be? Do you have that question? Paano natin natatanong yung how could this be? Paano mangyayari ito? Kung, di ba, may mga plano ka, nakaset ka na, plan 1, 2, 3, 4, ay kapag ka hindi ito nagganap, meron kang plan B, pag hindi pa rin ito nangyari, may plan C ka. But when the angel came to Mary, wala sa plan A, B, and C ni Mary yung plan ni God. And come to think of it, nandun na siya at the prime of being a girl, a lady. Makakasal na siya sa isang heartthrob. And she will start her own family. How come? How could this be? Paanong mababago ang plano ko? You know, asking the Lord, how could this be? Paano ito mangyayari? Okay naman ng lahat, diba Lord? Si Mary ay Christian. Si Mary ay favored by the Lord. Si Mary ay believer, devout woman of God. Pero bakit sa kabila ng pagsunod niya sa Panginoon, tila baga pakikialaman ng Diyos ang plano niya? At ito na po ang challenge. Paanong i-embrace ni Mary ang plano ng Diyos na hindi niya napag-isipan, na hindi kasama sa kanyang goals? Paano mangyayari na maipe-prefer niya, mapipili niya ang kalooban ng Diyos kaysa sa pagpili niya sa kalooban ng kagustuhan niya? How could it be is a question of paano mangyayari yon? How could it be? How can I lose control of my life? So all along, Mary had control over her life. Nung sinagot niya si Joseph, marahil pinagtagpo sila ng kanilang mga magulang, she had a choice. She had control over it. Meron din siyang control sa kung paano siya ikakasal at kung paano niya gustong mabuhay. Pero all of a sudden, she's losing control of everything. Misa tinatanong natin, paano ito mangyayari? We're not just asking naman, Lord, what are the details of your plan? No, hindi naman tayo nagtatanong lang para doon eh. Kaya natin tinatanong ang Diyos paano ito mangyayari because we are afraid to lose control over our lives. Meron na tayong tinakda, meron na tayong isinulat, and all of a sudden, God will appear. And therefore, His life, her life, no, will lose control sa kanyang sariling hawak and begin to see God working. And how did Mary respond? Grabe po, it's an immediate response. Hindi po niya sinabi sa angel, ganun pa? Ang tindi pala? Wow, walasti, grabe talaga, akong pinili ni Lord. Amazing! Teka lang ha, makikipag-break lang ako. Teka lang, aayusin ko lang ito lahat. Wait lang, give me 1 month to pray. Teka lang! No, there's no waiting. Wala pong tawad. Walang sandali lang ha. Baka pwedeng ikasal muna ako. Baka pwedeng pag nakasal na ako, di ba madali na yon? So pag nabuntis ako, okay lang yon, di ba? Na total kasal naman na ako. Walang if, walang but, walang wait. Mary immediately answered to the Lord, to the angel of God, after asking, how could this be? And the angel answered to her, the God of the Most High will dwell on you, and you will bear a son born by the Spirit, conceived by the Spirit. And then ang sabi po ni Mary, everybody, let's read. Ano pong sabi niya? I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. Be it unto me according to your word. I am your servant. This is the best posture in embracing the will of God. Bakit natin mahirap yakapin ang kalooban ng Diyos? Kasi we want control of people. We want control over the things that we have. We want control even for our future. Pero ang sabi ni Mary dito, let it be unto me according to your word. I am your servant. So let us learn the servant posture. So in order for us to walk in obedience, in order for us to really embrace the will of God, we need to learn the right posture. Ang tamang pwesto, ang tamang posture, ang tamang puso, lagay ng puso upang maunawaan natin at mayakap natin ang kalooban ng Diyos ay isang puso, isang lugar, isang posisyon na kung saan alam mo kung sinong master mo at yan ay ang Diyos and you are His servant. What are you or where are you right now in your life? What are the things that you are losing control with? Ano yung mga bagay na nawawala ng control ka sa buhay mo? Bakit ito nangyayari? May this prayer, may this gesture, may this posture of Mary come to us. Be it unto me according to your word. Why? I am your servant. Amen? Hindi ka natatakot sumunod sa Diyos kasi malaki siya eh. Hindi ka sumusunod sa Diyos dahil takot ka. Hindi po ito built on fear. This is built on relationship. And what kind of relationship Mary had before God? She knows that her allegiance is into the Master, Jesus, God. And therefore, I am just a servant. Be it unto me. The second person that I want to share with you right now is Anna the prophetess. Let's take a look at her story. And then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. So there was this lady, her name is Anna. She was a widow. Sa ibang version po, binanggit doon na 7 taon pa lang po silang nagsasama ng asawa niya, nabalo na po siya. And then after that, becoming a widow, hindi na po siya nag-asawa muli. And wala po silang anak. No po? At this point in the story, she is already 84 years old. And where can we find Anna? Nasaan po si Anna at her 84th birthday? O habang siya ay tumatanda, ano po ang kanyang lugar? Nasaan po siya? Let us take a look at how she lives her life. Sabi po dito, she never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting, praying. Akalain niyo po yun, 84 years old na, nagpa-fasting pa. Giving thanks to God and speaking about the coming Redeemer. Kapatid, bakit minsan no, nakakatakot tumanda? Lalo't higit, nakakatakot tumandang mag-isa. Because the what in our life is not clear. Para sa ano? Para saan ka nabubuhay? Hindi po malinaw. No, our life is talaga pong cluttered, nakakalat. Like for example, siguro pagka lahat 'to, may plano tayo, no? Paglaki ko, mag-aaral ako, magka-college ako, magtatrabaho ako, mag-aasawa ako, magkakaanak ako, magkakapo ako. And as you pass by those days with your plans, ano nga ba nangyayari? Mayroon nga bang nangyayari? Mayroon nga bang nagaganap sa buhay mo? But unlike Anna, no po, Anna decided to live in the temple, to stay in the temple. Bakit hindi po siya nahirapan tumanda? Bakit hindi siya somehow nag-struggle becoming a widow? Bakit hindi siya nag-struggle having no children? Dahil hindi po nawala sa kanya ang isang single passion. Mayroon lamang po siyang iisang tuon sa buhay. At ang kanyang nag-iisang tuon. Now, when we say tuon, it's our passion. It's just like your favorite thing to do, favorite food to eat. That's your passion, yung favorite mo. Pagka hindi mo yung nagawa o hindi mo yung nakain, parang kulang yung buhay mo. And this is very clear in the life of Anna. Na po, mayroon siyang iisang tuon, mayroon siyang iisang passion. And that is to dwell in the house of the Lord. Marahil alam niya po yung verse in Psalm 84 verse 10. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Total, wala na akong asawa, wala naman akong mga anak. I will just stay in the church, I will stay in the temple. Pero, ito po ang distinction ni Anna. Minsan wala na po tayong mapuntahan. Total, wala naman akong kaibigan, wala akong pamilya, wala akong pupuntahan. Sige na nga, magpupunta na lang ako sa gawain ng Diyos. Pero your heart is so heavy. Your heart is so troubled. Pero si Anna, night and day she worshiped the Lord. Night and day she fasted with thanksgiving. Paano siya tumatanda mag-isa? Paano siya tumatanda? No, paano siya nagbibilang ng taon? Binibilang niya ang kanyang taon sa presensya ng Diyos. Are you afraid to get old? Takot ka bang makita ang mukha mo sa salamin na kulubot na? But more than that, are you afraid to live alone? To die alone. Right now, I want us to see here that there is this woman who was not afraid to be alone, who was not afraid to get old alone. Why? Because she had God, and that her single passion is to live for God. She counts the days and nights with the Lord. And one thing she does over these years, more than worshiping, praying with thanksgiving to God, she proclaims the coming Redeemer of God. The coming Redeemer of Jerusalem. The coming Redeemer that is God. Ang sabi po dyan, she says about looking forward for the redemption of Jerusalem. Hinihintay po niya ang pagdating ng hari, ng mga hari at Diyos sa mga Diyos. Kapatid, bakit tayo nahihirapan tumanggap ng kawalan? Nawalan o namatayan? Ako po, mayroon po akong isang chapter sa aking Kazone, Lifeline. Mayroon po akong isang chapter doon na talagang ang title po ng chapter ko ay Separation. Because sa chapter po na iyon ay ang dami pong mga nangamatay sa mahal ko sa buhay. So there are days that we talaga pong mauuna yung iba sa atin. But how do we handle it? How can we face grief, sorrow, aloneness, loneliness? Paano natin ito mahaharap? We can overcome and we can face all grief, sorrow, pain, hurts, darkness. If we have the single passion in life, and that is to have God, no, in His presence, we dwell with Him. Where He is, we go. This is Anna. We lose sight sometimes of what are we living for. Hindi po, why are we living? Why do we live for? What are we living for? We lose sight of what? We lose sight kung para kanino, para saan, para sa ano tayo nabubuhay. Kagaya po nung iba, diba nabubuhay ako para sa anak, nabubuhay ako para sa asawa, nabubuhay ako para sa negosyo. Isang iglap, wala na yung asawa. Isang iglap, wala na ang mga anak, nagsipag-asawa na. Isang iglap, wala na rin ang mga negosyo. And where are you?
Where will you be then after that? You will be discouraged. You will be depressed dahil nakaangkla ang iyong mga paningin, ang iyong passion na ibinuhos mo sa mga bagay na temporary. Pero as for Anna, she became a widow. She had no children. Maybe she had no house. Kasi everyday nasa temple siya eh. But it doesn't matter because she had a king. No, she had God in her heart. And that makes her faithful. Minsan din, kung bakit po tayo natatakot tumanda. Kasi when we look at people around, oh, look at them. They travel here, they go there, and they buy this, and they buy that. Gusto ko din yun. Nangangarag po tayo, natatakot tayo na we cannot experience such things or sometimes blessing. Bakit ganon? Bakit sila meron at bakit ako wala? We compare, we complain, and we compete. But as for Anna, she was rested. She is at peace with the presence of God. Doing, worshiping Him, and really proclaiming about the Savior, the coming Redeemer. It doesn't matter kung nakatravel siya o hindi. It doesn't matter kung nabili niya yun o hindi. It doesn't matter kung nasuot niya yung damit na yun o hindi. What matters to him is he or she lives with a single passion to really give her life for the ministry, for walking with God. Mga kapatid, do not compare. Do not compete. If we always compare, may edad na ako, looking at the young, parang they have their life, no? Parang paano naman ako, ang lungkot ng buhay ko. Do not compare. God has set a season for your life. Your season will also come. Though it may not come, halimbawa hindi ka makatravel, will it become a big issue sa buhay mo at sa Diyos? Bakit sila pinag-travel mo, bakit ako hindi? Dahil sila nagtatravel, magtatravel din ako. We always compare, we always compete. That's why our life is restless. Pero hanapin mo ang divine appointment ng Panginoon sa'yo. Where are you now? Where did God station you? Saan ka nilagay ng Diyos? Saan ka pwinesto ng Diyos ngayon? And wherever God places you, be faithful. Wherever God puts you today, stay. Because He will show up. He will reveal Himself to you. At 84 years old, finally, Jesus came. Anna saw Jesus at the temple. And what a great fulfillment. That was her divine appointment. Kung malikot ka, kung restless ka, if you always compare, if you always compete, God cannot work with you, and you will always miss His divine appointment with you. Minsan, sa traffic, nagmamadali ka, gusto mong mauna, gusto mong lampasan lahat, no? God made the traffic. God created some of the traffic for us to refrain, for us to think, to rethink, to comprehend, and to really, no, sometimes may punto din ng solitude eh. Isang oras na solitude sa EDSA. Diba? Ganda nun. That's your divine appointment with God. Amen? Do you welcome divine appointment? You know, there is this story in one Olympic Games in Mexico, 1968. There was this athlete named John Stephen Aquari. He joined the marathon race. He did not won the race. He did not finish the race together with the team, no, with the place. But he finished the race according to his passion. And when he asked, after 1 hour, na sabita na po ng medalya ang nanalo. And what an irony, no po, it is na si John Stephen Aquari ay hindi po nanalo, pero kilala natin siya ngayon. Pero sino nga ba yung naging first?
ano na lang kwento niya. And you know, when asked, why did you do it? Why did you run despite the blood, despite the pain, despite being bandaged, no? Na talaga pong na-injury po siya during the race. You know, ang sabi lang niya, my country did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me to finish the race. The strongest muscle is my heart. Ang totoong laban ng buhay ay hindi po laban ng kung anong meron ka, kung anong galing meron ka. Ang totoong laban ng buhay ay ang laban ng iyong puso. Hanggang saan ka magiging tapat, hanggang kailan ka lalakad at yayakap sa kagustuhan at kalooban ng Panginoon sa buhay mo. Ang paaniyaya po sa atin when we look at Anna the prophetess is, yes, we may not be prominent like Rahab or Esther, no, but right now we can see how Anna lived her life, all the days of her life with that single passion to be in the presence of God, to come in worship with thanksgiving, to fast and to pray for the coming Savior of Israel, to never lose sight and never lose hope of the plans of God coming into His children. Sana ganun din po tayo. Wherever God stations us, huwag tayong mag-complain. Huwag tayong mag-compare. Huwag tayong mag-compete. Because in that place, God will show up to you. And that is what you call divine appointment. That will be your divine moment with the Lord. And you will see na po, your faithfulness will really reap great harvest of His presence, of His blessings in your life. What is your delight? What is your favorite thing to do? In short, what is your passion? May your passion be the presence of God. The last person is the poor widow. The poor widow is in Luke chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. Let's read the verses. As he looked up, Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put into very small copper coins. I tell you the truth, he said. This poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. How is your giving today? Kamusta po ang pagkakaloob ninyo sa Panginoon? Hindi lang pagkakaloob ng pera, kundi pagkakaloob ng panahon, pagkakaloob ng lakas, pagkakaloob ng talento. Kamusta po? You know, when we give, God sees. Sabi po dyan, Jesus saw. Twice He sees. Na po, nakita niya kung papaanong ang mga tao ay nagkakaloob. At nakita rin po niya kung papaanong nagkaloob, in particular, itong mahirap na byuda na ito. And not only God sees, He also knows. Ang sabi niya, the poor widow put in more than all the others. Alam ng Diyos na babatid niya po ang lahat. And then God honors. Ang sabi po niya, but she, He honored the poor widow. But she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. Kung titingnan po natin, sa poor widow na ito, is it really difficult for her to give? Sino po nagsasabi na hindi naman mahirap sa kanya magbigay? Sino po nagsasabi, ay, mahirap talagang magbigay sa kanya? Now, there are two pictures that we can see here. Two opinions. Number one is, ay, madali lang talagang magbigay sa kanya. Eh, total naman eh, mahirap siya. Widow pa. Wala nang uuwian. Walang ipagluluto, ay madali lang sa kanya magbigay. Pero yung isang opinion, mahirap magbigay. Akalain mo yun, mahirap na nga siya eh. At wala pa siyang kasama. Wala naman siyang anak. Wala nang susuporta sa kanya. Paano na siya? Do you see two opinions? But you know what? This woman did not live by the opinion of people. She did not live by the words of men. Opo, meron siyang conviction pagdating sa templo. When she came to the temple, maybe she had already decided how much to give to God. And how much did she give to the Lord? She gave it all. Ibinigay niya po lahat. Sa kabila ng kanyang kahirapan, sa kabila ng kanyang pangangailangan, sa kabila ng kanyang pagiging isa, ibinigay niya po lahat. You know, the challenge in giving is not in the proportion of what we give, but it is in the proportion of our heart. Sabi po doon sa text, marami naman nagkaloob eh, pero they gave out of their wealth. But this woman gave out of poverty. There is sacrifice in here. Minsan allergic po tayo sa word na sacrifice. Parang pag sinabi mong sakripisyo, sakripisyo talaga. Parang wala nang matitira sa'yo. Kaya nga po ang tanong, why is it hard for you to give? Why is it difficult for you to sacrifice? The answer, I am afraid of losing. Takot tayong mawalan. Takot tayong matalo. Takot tayong mag-alala para sa kinabukasan. But this woman, when she gave to the Lord, she gave all. Remember, she had 2 coins. Mayroon po siyang 2 copper coins. Maaring pwedeng sabihin niya, now I am the temple, I can give 1 to God and I can keep 1 to myself. 50-50, that's good sharing, Lord. But no, she decided in her heart that she will give all to God. Tomorrow, paano siya mabubuhay? Hindi na po niya alintana. The when. When to eat again? When is the next meal? When to buy this? When to have my life? When to spend, no, the next, when to have my next meal? Hindi na po niya yun alintana. Coming to the presence of God, no, she gave it all to the Lord. Again, bakit mahirap sa atin magsakripisyo? Sacrifice means giving it all to God, giving in to the will of the Lord. Minsan ang tingin po kasi natin, kapag po sacrifice, kinukuhanan tayo ng Diyos. Parang ganito po, like for example, when we talk about tithes or giving, sige po, I will give the 10% and the 90% is for me na. Diba may kwento nga na merong isang lalaki, he gave the 10th to the Lord and then the 90% sa kanya. And then afterwards, he went to the casino and he spent all the money there. Tinanong siya ng kanyang pastor, bakit naman nagkasino ka? Ang sagot niya, ibinigay ko naman sa Lord yung share niya. Ito naman, share ko to, akin to. At wherever I bring this, ako nang bahala doon kasi akin naman to. Sa tingin niyo po ba kailangan ng Diyos yung 10% natin? Of course not. He owns everything, even our life. The air that we breathe, the air that we have, no po, is in God's hands. Kapag kinuha po niyan, wala na tayong kalaban-laban doon. And the fact that it came from Him. So everything is His. Lahat po ito sa Kanya. Ano lamang po yung elemento ng sakripisyo dito? Ang ibig lamang pong sakripisyo dito, ang ibig po sabihin ng sakripisyo is not giving up everything. Sige na nga sa'yo na lahat, Lord, tas ang sama-sama ng pakiramdam mo. It's not that giving up everything. It's giving in. Sacrifice or surrender is giving in to the will of God. So that you can embrace the will of God, you give in to Him. It's just like the poor widow. Sabi niya, 2 coins, 2 copper coins. 1 for God, and the other 1 is still for God. Nakuha niyo po yun, may natira ba sa kanya? Wala. What does it mean for us? Sometimes po, mahirap sa atin magsakripisyo kasi ang tingin po natin sa buhay ay compartmentalized. Yung Sunday ko ay sa Diyos, and sometimes, yung Sunday morning sa Diyos yon, yung Sunday afternoon sa akin na yon. Ganun nga ba? Now, this woman learned the sacrificial purpose. What does it mean that yung 1 coin for God at yung 1 coin is for God still. What does it mean? It's just like, yung Sunday morning ko, yes, it is for God, I will come to church to worship Him. Yung Sunday afternoon ko, it's still for God, though I will spend it with my family. Nakukuha po ninyo yun? Hindi, halimbawa po, gustong-gusto mo mag-serve sa Panginoon. No, mga nanay, gustong-gusto po natin pumunta sa life group. Kaya lang tambak ang labada, tambak ang palansyahin. No, and sometimes hindi ka talaga makamove forward. But you know what? You can still serve the Lord while ironing. No? Inis na inis ka. Dapat kasi kayo na namamalansya dito. Ayan, hindi tuloy ako makapunta sa life group. Tapos pagkatapos mong mamalansya, pupunta ka sa life group at oh, smile ka. Hi, life group leader. I'm so blessed today. Pero galing ka sa war room mo, galing ka doon sa gera mo. Kapatid, how do it? With a sacrificial purpose. If I am a mother busy doing household chores, na po, literally po, ginagawa ko na po ito, being intentional, na hirap po talaga ang kalooban ko pag nagtitiklop ng damit. Kung sa lahat ng trabaho ng bahay, gagawin ko po, huwag nyo lang akong pagtiklopin ng damit. Hindi ko alam, para po akong hihimatayin. Pero you know what? God speaks to me every time I make tiklop ng damit. And God gave me heart for my children, for my husband. Pag nagtitiklop ako ng t-shirt nila, pag naglalagay ako ng mga damit nila, that's my moment to pray for them. Lord, ang gwapo-gwapo po dito na Pastor Al, pagsuot niya to. Ah, oh, diba? Lord, anoint him with more handsomeness. Lord, yung po mga anak kong lalaki, ang kukulit po talaga. Kakaayos ko lang po nito, ginulo na naman. Lord, I pray na magkaroon po sila ng isang pusong maunawain. It's time to intercede. And when I wash the dishes, alam niyo po, ito po, yung pong every home for Christ, do you know it? Naka-go through na kayo, every heart for Jesus. Yung pong mga manuals po na yan ay na-develop while I was washing the dishes. God revealed to me while doing the household chores. Because I tried to be intentional, sabihin ko sa Panginoon, Lord, I want you to be here. I'm sacrificing. No, I'm somehow doing a hard thing here. But please, help me see your purpose in here. And God will reveal Himself. Kaya mahirap sa atin magbigay. Kasi nako-compartmentalize natin ang buhay natin. Sasabihin sa'yo ng leader mo, come join the life group. Hindi mo ba alam, life group leader? Anong oras na ako natulog? Nagbiyahe pa ako. Ang dami ko pang gagawin. No? Mula monumento hanggang dito, 3 oras. Hindi mo ba alam? Saan mo pa isisigit yung life group? But you know, how do we arrange life intentionally so that we can really become, no, a woman of purpose, a man of purpose is possible. For this woman, her life is not compartmentalized. Walang sa akin at walang para lang sa Diyos at para sa akin. Ang lahat ng sa akin, ang lahat ng ako ay para sa Kanya. Amen? And this is our calling today. How are you right now? When you travel, when you buy tickets, airfare tickets, when you want to travel and when you want to experience the leisure, is God invited? When you buy your clothes, when you buy your two-piece, and then post yourself in FB with two-piece, is it really pleasing to God? When you buy your clothes and when you wear your clothes, is God glorified? That is sacrificial purpose. When you plan to eat, where you plan to go, is God with you? Is God consulted? Ang mga anak ko po ngayon na nagsisimula ng mangarap, mag-aral abroad. And minsan natitempt po ako magsabing, yes, go! Because I want them to be successful. I want them to go. Na po with their life. Pero more than me telling them, yes, go, I will support you. I will tell them. Lagi ko po sinasabi sa kanila, go to the Lord. Open your Bible. Seek the Lord. Pray to Him. Knock on the door. Ask for God's leading over your life. Because unless God is with you, your plans will not prosper. Kapatid, it's your decision or your choosing. No, really include the Lord and His Word. This is sacrificial purpose. No compartmentalized life. No departmentalized living. All that I am and all that I have is for God. Amen po? In this way, we can embrace the will of God. You know, sabi po ni Pastor Edmund Chan, our appetites must be mentored, need to be mentored. When we talk about appetites, that's our desire. Yung gusto ko, yung naisip ko, yung plano ko, yung mga goals ko. You see the smart goals that we do? That serves our appetites. Yan yung mga gusto mong i-accomplish. Pero ang sabi po ni Pastor Edmund Chan, these appetites need to be mentored. Mentored by the Word of God. Mentored by the presence of the Lord. Mentored by abiding in His presence. Be mentored. Have a leader. Have someone to be your accountability partner. You know, there are two freedoms in life. Meron tayong kalayaan to choose. Meron tayong kalayaan to live our life. Pero dalawang klase po ito. Number one freedom is what we call the false freedom. It is where a man is free to do what he likes. And the true freedom is where the man is free to do what he ought. How are you walking with your life today? Are you really embracing the will of God? By handling your freedom. How do you handle your freedom? How do you manage your freedom? Are you quick to make decisions? Are you quick to do here, to do this, and to be there without consulting God? So be very careful how we live our lives. So let us remember three things to embrace the will of God. The point number one is to be like Mary, the mother of Jesus, knowing our posture, that we are God's servants. We are not the master of our life. Hindi po natin alam ang bukas. And sometimes may plano ka, pero bababagong lahat. Pero always remember that respond not out of fear, but respond out of trust. And you can only develop the trust if you are related with God. And you can only be related with God if you daily walk with Him. The how then will be in God's hands. Are you afraid of living alone? Are you afraid of losing people one at a time in your life? Are you afraid of being alone? No, Anna is secured. Anna, the prophetess, get old. She's all alone, but there is single passion. The what in life is very clear sa kanya. Para saan? Para kanino? Para sa ano ako nabubuhay? And that is to worship God, to live for God. Number three, how can I embrace the will of God? If my life is not compartmentalized, if my life is surrendered, if my life is sacrificed in one purpose, and that is the purpose of God. Saying all that I am and all that I have are for God. Amen? And that therefore we can embrace the will of God. Embracing the will of God is not just being inspired to these people. Embracing the will of God is after being inspired is to begin a new step of another journey of walking and abiding with the Lord. And you know what? Sabi po dito, to grow deep in embracing the will of God, para lalo nating ma-embrace ang kalooban ng Panginoon, we need really to give all our hearts to Him. To love Him with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our strength. That in all of our ways, we acknowledge Him. And that will begin a new journey of embracing His will. We cannot do it po. It is a journey. It is a journey with God. And therefore, we need the power of the Lord. May I invite everyone to please stand up. And let us just come to the Lord in prayer. Let us come to the Lord asking for His power. Lord, I want to embrace Your will. Embracing God's will is more than knowing and accepting it. Embracing God's will is walking in closeness with Him. Na walang mamamagitan na ano o sino. Kahit ang plans ko ay pwedeng mabago. Kasi ang plans ng Panginoon ay dumating sa akin, knowing that His plans, His will, are always good, always pleasing, and always perfect. Mga kapatid, we cannot do it by ourselves. We need the power of God. We need His presence in our life. Is there someone here, or many of us maybe, you are in your journey? Nahihirapan kang unawain ang kalooban ng Diyos. Kapatid, huwag mong piliting unawain. Because your thoughts are far from the thoughts of God. Your ways are apart, far apart from the ways of God. What you need to do is to embrace. Trust Him. Depend on Him. Believe in Him. When you begin to embrace Him, when you begin to trust Him, the understanding will come, the knowledge will come, and little by little, you will grow deeper into that knowledge founded in your relationship with Him. Is there anyone here you are at the verge of asking, Lord, what is Your will for me? Why is this happening to me? The question again is, how is your relationship with God? And if you want to embrace the will of God, never miss it. Begin today, not tomorrow, because change begins today. Is there anyone here afraid of getting old and afraid of getting old alone? No point of insecurity. Your children will get married. No point of worry na maiwan ako mag-isa, kawawa naman ako. If you have that single passion that you are with God, He is with you. And you will grow old with the Lord. Amen? Are you struggling with sin? Merong mga bagay na hindi mo talaga ma-let go. Today is the day of your freedom. Stop doing what you like to do and start doing what you ought to do. If somewhere along the way, you have this kind of prayer, may I see your hand? You want to be like Mary. You want a servant spirit. You want to tell God, God, give me that kind of posture saying, be it unto me according to Your anyone? Praise God. You want to grow old with God? Doing His will? Embracing His will? However, whenever, whatever, wherever, you're not afraid. Because your single passion is God. Anyone who wants to pray that prayer? Anyone who wants to say to the Lord, God, sorry, na-compartmentalize ko ang buhay ko. Hindi talaga ako tunay at buong-buong sumusunod sa'yo. Today, I want to be like the poor widow, saying, all that I am and all that I have are for you, God. Anyone who wants to pray this prayer, just keep your hands raised po as you surrender to the Lord. And again, we cannot do it without the power of God. Shall we all come to the altar and offer ourselves to the Lord? And let us begin to embrace His will. I would like to request everyone who raised their hands, just come forward as we sing this song as our prayer.